When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Voice of the Fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score! The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Top of the ninth out in Mesa, Cubs and Sox tied at 4. Tim Anderson with an RBI, Jose Abreu a three-run homer, Chesney Young a two-run single, Addison Russell a solo shot for the Cubs in the second off Lucas Giolito, and Wilson Contreras also hit a home run in the fourth. So 4-4, top of the ninth. Brett Anderson started for the Cubs. He gave up one hit, faced four. Giolito pitched two, gave up three hits, and struck out two. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 1 point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. And earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. NBA, the Bulls, they've won four in a row, and they're sixth in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser will not play. Tonight in the NBA, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable. Atlanta travels to Boston, and those Pacers play at Houston. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting the Bears will not franchise Alshon Jeffrey in 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. The Giants have tagged Jason Pierre-Paul. Antonio Brown and the Steelers have agreed to a four-year extension worth $68 million. And former Bears head coach Mark Trestman is headed back to the CFL. He'll be the head coach for the Toronto Argonauts. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Shop online, save time, rosenhyundai.com. Tonight on NBC, The Voice is back with music legends Alicia Keys, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton. Plus the return of Gwen Stefani, The Romance. And The Bromance. Get ready to feel the love on this three-time Emmy winner, The Voice, followed by the premiere of Taken tonight on NBC. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Chicagoland's favorite chorizo burrito is back at McDonald's.
It's 5 o'clock. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I don't really understand what the Bulls did because you trade Rose, Noah, and then recently you let go of Taj Gibson and McDermott. But then before that, you bring in Wade and Rondo. So it's like, are we rebuilding? Are we treadmilling? You know, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to push the needle? Or are we just trying to keep fans in the stand?
Paul Pierce on ABC. All good questions. All very, very good questions. Some informed stuff. But I don't have answers for him. Because the Bulls seem to be whatever they're doing at the moment. And then they go, people liked it. They're cheering. They're all happy. Valentine hit a few threes. It goes in, so... No, I can't give you any satisfactory answers, but it's good to hear somebody in the national media asking the same questions we've been asking locally. I want to get to this that a lot of people are sharing via Twitter. I initially saw this. Matt Rodewald actually sent it along, our former compadre. This is from a website called vocative.com. Mm-hmm. North Carolina lawmakers hope to allow parents to choose when their concussed kids can return to the field instead of requiring approval from a qualified medical professional. Right now, North Carolina law requires immediate removal of any student displaying concussion symptoms during a game. House Bill 116, should it pass, will give parents the power to decide when their concussed child can resume playing. It is perhaps worth noting that most parents are not qualified medical professionals. What the hell is this? Who does this benefit?
Football. Because you're going to have more kids breaking down or being forced out of the game with brain injuries and more kids signing up, I guess. I don't know. You probably don't want to put those decisions into the hands of parents who probably can't see the forest from the trees when it comes to brain injuries.
I mean, who I don't understand who benefits from this.
There's also like an Oklahoma drill controversy going on as well, where the Oklahoma drill is banned in certain districts across this nation, and it's being forced back in because, you know, coaches at the high school level don't think their kids are getting toughened up enough for regular season play. Isn't there like a coach, a Hofstra coach or some coach on the East Coast who doesn't do hitting, but they've got the motorized tackling dummies that move around?
I think it's Dartmouth.
Is it Dartmouth?
They have the commercials during NFL playoffs this year.
Yeah, the coach who doesn't allow anybody to hit, all they do is hit the tackling dummies. that move around.
At least not hit each other.
Yeah, they can't. Right, exactly.
It's robot practices.
Right.
They terrify Tellinger.
Right, exactly. And of course, you can still injure your head, and you know, your brain can still be rattled from the force of you hitting the ground after you hit these tackling dummies. But in the effort to make football safer or more palatable for moms and dads out there, people are trying, and these people aren't. North Carolina, you said it was? Well, they've got their own issues in that state right now. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to diagnose your own kid, or if you feel like, you know, football in the South is a different animal, man. You know, I was amazed to see how many kids were told to you know, be left back so they can grow a little bit, so they can play football at a different age and all those kinds of things. So, you know, nothing surprises me anymore after some of the stories I heard and some of the things I saw in my couple of years in Atlanta. So this bill doesn't surprise me at all, unfortunately.
Really? Yeah. Not at all. Come on.
No. Because, I mean, you're talking to people who don't believe that CTE and some of these other things are real enough for them. They feel like it's somebody else's problem. And in the end, that's what we all do if we're trying to push away something that we know is pending, that we know is on the horizon, if not here. They understand brain injuries. They understand that football is not a safe game. But before it gets to them, they want to have the power to make that decision, you know?
Put my kid back in there.
Right. Take government out of my huddle.
So is this like a libertarian governmental creep issue, or is this I know better than doctors because doctors are fake information and I know when to put my kid back in there? Come on. I don't know who this helps. Arlington Heights, Drew is on the score.
Hey there, guys. I just want to throw in my opinion on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing football for a long time now, I think. 7 years point. And my thought is, like, going back from the concussion, I think the, like, you know, your high school trainer should have, but, like, part of it, like, you know, when my friends had concussions and they played, like, they wanted to get back in there. And it's hard for them to sit on the sideline when, you know, their friends are.
Yeah, but kids want to do a lot of things that adults should prevent them from doing.
I don't understand your logic. How are those kids helped by this bill?
I mean, no one can tell you how you feel except you. And when you have that...
No, a doctor can tell you.
A doctor can tell you if it's likely you suffered a concussion or not.
No, I get that. But, like, you know, I think you have to sit out a month. But, like, after, you know, 3 weeks, you're feeling good to go 100%. I think that kid should have, like, he should be able to go back in if he wants to.
Why?
If he's feeling 100%.
Are you willing to deal with the subconcussive hits, that the second impact syndrome, stuff like that? Are you willing? You know how many high school kids have died over the last 4 or 5 years? It's a staggering amount. I believe it's like 60 some odd kids who have died on high school football practice fields or actual game fields.
We're talking about public policy here. Why, as a matter of public policy, would you want anybody but medical professionals to advise based on best medical practices?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, advising, not like a strict yes or no. Like, I recommend you stay out for this long, but if you're feeling good, you should be able to play.
Well, yeah, they can't handcuff you to a bed and make you get better. But if someone is telling you that with the next hit, you're going to be a vegetable, your child is going to be a vegetable.
Especially when very often...
You got college players retiring these days. Right. Like, we never used to see that.
And especially at the youth level when you are relying on a supposedly untainted objective medical professional to protect kids from overzealous coaches. That's what this measures. The coaches, the crazy coaches, are more than willing to endanger kids just to use them as resources.
Drew, you understand that though, right, Drew? I mean, you're arguing for someone not being told to sit out when they don't want to, but you understand the medical aspect in this as well. Like, when you don't allow your friends to diagnose you when you're not feeling well, right? I mean, you go to a doctor, don't you?
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. Like last season, I hurt my back, and when I went to my trainer, he said, you know, I think you should stay out for 3 weeks.
My friend, back is much different than your brain, brother.
Did you say doctor or trainer?
Trainer, the student trainer there.
A student trainer?
You trust him with your back?
So you never saw a doctor?
Drew, you're messing around trying to get paralyzed, friend.
But, like, between the doctor and the trainer, that's what they...
Okay, the doctor's got a medical degree. The trainer doesn't.
Take care of yourself, Drew.
Yeah.
Like, don't...
Yeah, best of luck.
Yeah. I know too many people who've played football who won't allow their kids to play football for these very reasons, because people take advantage. And now when you're finding out that the parents aren't caring about, you know, who's doing what to their child or how their child is feeling, you think a kid, first of all, if you're that overzealous of a parent and your kid is playing a sport, you think your kid wants to let you down? You think your kid wants to disappoint you by admitting some kind of weird weakness to you that you know what, I'm not feeling all right? Come on. That's just ridiculous.
Steven Bolingbrook, you're on the Score. What's up, Steve?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
All right, Steve.
Hey, long time. Listen, Danny, you and I have had a lot of conversations off the record about, because both our boys are the same age, and the behavior of parents, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is nothing more than a, you know, pass the buck CYA thing for the people in North Carolina. It's making an awfully big, and I believe incorrect, assumption that parents are always going to look out for the best interests of their kids. Because this suggests that there isn't a parent out there somewhere who says, you know, my kid is borderline, you know, on some kind of scholarship, and if I pull him out of the game, coach isn't going to play him, and he's not going to be visible to scouts and to coaches and et cetera, et cetera. So, or the Neanderthal dad who says, you know what, suck it up, get back out there, get in there. You know, the NFL, is on the right track, where you have a quote-unquote independent doctor on the sideline who makes that assessment and says he can go back in or no. We have to look into this further. But this is nothing more than just passing the buck and trying to put the liability of a decision like this on somebody else so that they don't get dinged for it. That's my opinion, anyway.
So you think the schools are saying it's not our responsibility? The High School Athletic Association is saying it's not our responsibility? Right. Look, you want your kid to play, your kid's brain damage or dies of second impact syndrome, you can't sue us?
Liability. I mean, listen, you know, you talk about the diminishing numbers in different sports. You know, kids football, you know, I'm in my 50s. When I was younger, I mean, everybody, I didn't, but almost everybody played football. And those numbers are down dramatically because of the costs associated with it. And one of the line items on costs is insurance.
Right.
And the liability now, people just, they don't want the liability. Here, you handle it. You make that decision. That way, a family could never come back and try to litigate against the school for future damage because of, wait a minute, mom and dad said he can go back in. So how is it our fault?
Yeah, then maybe the doctor just has to be consulted and provides the parents with their, as long as the,
it's your call.
As long as the doctor, see, but then what's going to happen is the kid dies. And the parents say, well, nobody told us about second impact syndrome. We didn't know.
A couple of those parents were on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Right. There has to be some sort of minimal level of education when, you know, you're talking about people who don't want it. That we know football parents, and thanks, Steve, football parents, as soon as you start to tell them sometimes, oh, no, we don't need to, the helmets are fine, and dad played, and he's fine, but they don't really want the education that they should have. Part of concussion education is not about educating the kid. It's about educating the parents, and that is too tall a task. That's an impossible order. Well, why not let an actual professional neurologist have say?
And when you do these baseline tests, you hear about a lot of these guys, you know, trying to juke the test, trying to make sure that baseline is low enough, because understanding that you might not be in your right mind or you might not be at the right level, but as long as you can get back out there. And it's unfortunately for some, it's too easy a test or too easy an injury to hide or mask. You know, you see things that filter down from from professional football to college football to high school football, where you've got kids now understanding that if they feel like they've been dinged, just reach down and try to grab your ankle so that no one will rush over asking you about your head.
John in Braidwood, you're on the Score.
Yeah, I haven't read the actual legislation of what you're talking about, but is it possible that the parents are actually looking for something where maybe the doctor says they can go in and the parent still doesn't want them to go in, protecting their child rather than throwing them out there?
Well, a parent could always keep their child from playing.
well, they can always keep their child from playing, but as a legislation, why would they push for one or the other if they can always keep their child doing this or doing that?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, if they can keep their child from playing at any time,
right?
They would protect them from it from the get-go, right?
Yeah. You need parents' parental consent, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, you're asking football.
Yeah, they can't.
John, did you play football?
They can't draft your kid onto a football team and force them to play football.
Kicking your door. Your kid is huge. Get on the damn team.
No. I actually raised three girls. I'm glad I don't have a boy because I don't think I could send him out onto a football field today at knowing what I know now.
Well, you don't have to.
Exactly. You should. John, you don't have
John,
to. If you had a boy,
John,
you wouldn't have had to.
John, you realize boys don't have to play football.
Girls can.
What? Are you saying that if you had a boy,
he
has to play football?
No. I'm saying I'm glad I don't have a boy.
But what I'm trying to explain to you is I have a boy, and my boy's not allowed to play football.
Wouldn't be either.
Okay. Then why are you glad? If he wouldn't be either, why are you glad you don't have a boy?
That I don't have to make that decision.
All right.
Why? What's wrong with making that decision?
It's a tough decision.
No, it's not.
I had a lot of fun playing football.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Apparently, John lives in a different country where they just beat your door down. Hey, is he? 5'11", 180? Throw some pads on that kid.
Is it Braidwood where the nuclear plant is?
I'm not going to.
I think he's been swimming in the cooling lake.
He ate the fish with three eyes.
Exactly. Winky. Wow. All right.
That was awesome, dude. John just hung up realizing for the first time ever that he could have a son and he didn't have to play football.
I'm really happy I never had a son. I never had to go through not having to let him play football.
God bless this city and the people in it. That was awesome. There's a high school football draft in every neighborhood and every district. They just come to your house.
Your kid is big and mean, and I am taking him.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Right. Just grab him.
Oh, man. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Just talking about this proposed law in North Carolina that is going to ensure, if it passes, it will allow parents to choose when their kids who have suffered concussions can return to the field instead of requiring approval from a qualified medical professional.
Sounds logical.
That's some public policy for you. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke, and CO Alarms. Remember a couple of weeks ago when, for the first time ever, the NCAA Selection Committee gave us a bracket preview? And it showed us that if the tournament were to start today, this is how they'd be seated atop the bracket. What it did tell us was that Gonzaga, though the only undefeated team at the time, wasn't viewed as kindly by the committee as they were by AP voters. The fact is that after Gonzaga lost at home to BYU, the likelihood is that Gonzaga lost that one seed. Is it because they never went to the Final Four? Is it because the last time they got a one seed, they were beaten in the second round by Wichita State? Is it because, much like Boise State, they don't play as competitive a schedule day in, day out as others, so we can't compare their records? The answer is D, all of the above. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify printers, your business is yours to make.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my guys at Chevrolet. You know, for 4 years in a row now, no automotive brand has had more J.D. Power initial quality awards than Chevy. That's right. It's Chevy Truck Month now in February, and J.D. Power's choice for large SUV is the Chevy Tahoe. It's the perfect blend of contemporary design and legendary capability and performance. The 2016 Tahoe offers a truly premium driving experience no matter what you're doing or where you're going. And right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2016 Tahoe, plus $5,000 purchase bonus cash on select in-stock vehicles. Or if you're looking to handle the toughest of jobs with ease, look no further than the Chevy Silverado HD. It's J.D. Power's choice for large, heavy-duty pickup. It's where dependability heavy-duty power goes to work every day. Find your tag and get over $11,000 in discounts, cash back, down payment assistance, and much more on select Silverado models. With models like that, it's no secret how Chevy became America's fastest growing full-line brand. There's never been a better time to sign and drive. Visit your local Chevy dealer today or log on to Chevrolet.com.
This week in music history. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
This week in music history.
What do you mean? Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Chicken. Tonight, join the Scores hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks On the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawks Scott Darling from 7-8:30 at Durbin's in Midlothian. Get an autograph from Scott and Edwin Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's dancing.
Got like a 90s West Coast feel to it right there. That good bounce. You know, see walking down the street with your house shoes and your t-shirt on.
Grabbing a call before the update here. This bizarre turn in a strange state. And we're all in a strange state after that last call. Milwaukee and Chris on the Score.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to comment, you know, as a responsible adult, I want to be the last one to have to say if my son can play football. In any sport, in any activity that our kids do, there's an inherent danger into, you know, the outcome. So we have to make sure, so we recognize that nothing's going to be 100% safe.
Are but you a doctor? Like,
Yeah, but Chris, brain injury is different than knee and ankle and hip and all those other things.
That's why, that as opposed to telling my son, you're assuming that I'm going to say, son, go play football as soon as you feel better. No, I'm going to take my kid to multiple doctors and to find out exactly what the problem is so that some overzealous coach or doctor can't say, run out on the field. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
You'll be doing a good job as a
right. Yeah, but that's the thing. You can always say no.
Mm-hmm. Right, we can say.
This bill is going to empower, Chris, this bill is going to empower the people who want to rush their kids back out there on the field. You're not the parent that this bill is
exactly
speaking to.
So the current law isn't worried about a parent as conscientious as you are.
I think that's not giving credit to the parents that are out there.
Oh, you gotta be more realistic as to what kind of parents are out there. There's a lot of crazy and stupid parents out there.
But we're trying to protect kids from their parents. I mean, you might as well take them out the house if they can't make the decision, if they can't make the correct decision to get their kids properly checked out.
There's some crazy stupid parents, and we know there are crazy stupid coaches. And currently,
you got a lot of parents that don't vaccinate their kids, Chris.
Currently, they've got a law. They've got a law in place that helps those kids. Your kid doesn't need this law. But some kids do.
You're absolutely right. Right. I guess when I hear the callers, I hear it as if that the lion's share, maybe so I don't have the stats, of parents are, you know, like I'm trying to rush my kid out to a D1 scholarship. I prefer that he didn't play football, but because we agreed that he could, I live with that decision. But I'm also don't want him to ruin the rest of his life. But I also want to have the last decision so a coach can say, you know what, you're good today. They have to call me and I have to say, you know what, yeah, I've paid attention and he doesn't show any. I talked to three different specialists or whatever it is. But I just don't. I don't want to look at America and think that all football parents or sports parents are trying to.
Not all. But I think that there's more of a percentage than you're apparently willing to admit. And
I've heard some horror stories. In the 23 months I was in Atlanta, I heard some absolute horror stories about what parents are willing to do to their kids just to get a D1 scholarship.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, some rain was coming and they were tied at 4 at the end of 9, so that's where it stays. A 4-4 final for the Cubs and White Sox out in Mesa. Tim Anderson with an RBI. Jose Abreu a three-run homer. For the Cubs, Chesney Young had a two-run single. Addison Russell a solo shot in the second off starter Lucas Giolito. And Wilson Contreras also hit a solo home run. Brett Anderson started for the Cubs, gave up one hit. He faced four. Giolito pitched two, gave up three hits, and struck out two. In hockey, the Blackhawks trail Minnesota by a point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow, and they host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. NBA, the Bulls, they've won four in a row. They go for six tomorrow. They are now currently tied for the sixth spot in the East with the Indiana Pacers. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser will not play. Tonight in the NBA, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable. Atlanta travels to Boston, and those Pacers play at Houston. Some NFL news. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Bears most likely will not franchise Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. The Giants have tagged Jason Pierre-Paul. Antonio Brown and the Steelers agree to a four-year extension worth $68 million. And former Bears head coach Mark Trestman is headed back to the CFL. He's going to take over for the Toronto Argonauts. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's on. It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
As you just heard from Matt Abaticola, the local heroes have the night off, so no Blackhawks and no Bulls tonight. But if you want to watch some NBA buckets, it's out there for you. Don't know if LeBron is going to play, but Giannis against LeBron would be intriguing if LeBron plays. That game is at 6 o'clock on TNT. I'm going to stay away from Pacers Rockets. Some college ball out there tonight, though.
Did I read this wrong? Pacers, I got Raptors Knicks.
Tonight? Raptors Knicks is 6 o'clock. I don't know if that's the TNT game.
According to the Tribune,
it's TNT games, Bucks Cavaliers.
According to the Tribune, it's Raptors Knicks is the early game, Pacers Rockets is the late game.
According to the Sun Times, Bucks Cavaliers.
Paper war.
Giannis Adorumbo.
Yes, that man is out there for you. And if you like college ball, the team that I think is going to win it all, the Kansas Jayhawks, are playing tonight against Oklahoma. North Carolina is playing tonight as well, another team there.
Yeah, but that's Virginia. It's so hard to watch a game against Virginia.
It's like Southern Northwestern.
Because of the way they play. Yeah, Southwestern, right?
Exactly. And so some buckets out there for, or if you're a hockey guy, Kings at Wild, if you want to see Minnesota's new trade acquisition, was his name Martin Hansel or whatever his name is? Mm-hmm. They didn't give up a lot of prospects to get, any of the prospects.
I might turn on FS1 and just look at the Baylor women's team and scream at that idiot coach. Try to throw things at her from the television.
You got a new target. Bernstein has acquired the target.
Just such an idiot.
Bernstein's the sports assassin.
I mean,
target has been acquired. That's Kim Mulkey.
What an asshat she is.
She's a little
complete asshat. Yeah. What are you doing?
A pack of lunch. You going after that lady? She'll punch you in the face.
Whack you right in the mouth. Yeah. I don't say anything bad, like anything bad happens at Baylor. Please, what have you been watching? Fake news.
Well, she tried to walk those comments back. She said,
failed. Yeah. And she didn't even know what she was apologizing for.
She said, not only do I sympathize with victims, I am angry about the way victims were treated at the university. It is horrible, horrible. Anytime someone does not take care of a victim, even one sexual assault is too many. Nobody is dismissing what happened here. I want us to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
She's like, OJ, looking for the killers.
Yeah,
or like
Sean Spicer saying he hates these incidents of anti-Semitism. Yeah. So
there's 11 Jewish centers in the last week or something like that.
Today, there's 7 or 8 today that received bomb threats that had to be evacuated, not to mention what happened with yesterday with another desecration of a cemetery. And
it's becoming all too common.
No, it's because it's empowered and it's okay. Not a single tweet from your fearless leader. And that's the method that he uses when he really wants to talk to his core supporters. If he wanted to tell them it's not okay, you would see a tweet about it. But until you do,
it's understood.
Until you do,
it's not okay.
Until you see a tweet, it is okay. That is green light on your Damn. Bomb threats and your desecrations and everything you want to do. Damn. Green light.
Until I see a tweet, if it's okay to do stuff, I need to pack my bags because, I mean, I'm brown.
That's the only place if you really want to decry it and tell your people to stop doing it and tell your core, your Nazi core to stop doing it. That's what they're reading. That's what they're seeing. They're not watching Sean Spicer arguing with people in the press room.
All right, fellas, what you got tonight?
Well, Monday nights are typically reserved for the DVR shows that I don't know if I hate or like.
All right.
I'm going Homeland.
When
I think,
do you
tonight.
Decide?
Oh, well, okay. Never. No, like no, until no. the show ends.
No,
probably.
No, no. You should have decided on Homeland already.
Why?
You because it's terrible. After season two, there's no reason to watch that.
Well, yeah, season two was a little suspect, but I mean, you're holding the standard of season one is
right.
As good as any show's first season ever, but they kind of picked up the pieces after that suspect season two a little bit. Right. Yeah, there's some good stuff going on. Plus, I got to watch it so I can talk shop with Mitchie. Mitchie's a Homeland guy.
Is that right?
So I got to make sure that I'm up to date, like, so there's no spoilers flying around.
Did not know that. All right, Shep, besides tartar sauce, what are you getting into this evening? Yeah,
besides Baylor women's basketball, that was mine, and then Bernstein stole it, and I had to go searching. But it's the Final Four of The Bachelor tonight, and Corinne is bat flip crazy, so I'm curious to see if she doesn't get handed her rose.
I heard Jose Bautista.
I heard there were two sisters on The Bachelor this season.
They went deep, yeah.
Did they get eliminated yet?
One of them's left.
Which sisters or sisters?
Sisters. Yes.
Oh. Twins,
with the
actually.
A-H-S.
No, I did not start watching this until...
The A, not the E-R, Chris.
I did not start watching this until 2 weeks ago.
Sister Maria Teresa.
And I totally understand why people addictively hate watch it on a weekly basis.
It's become the new like sports journalist thing to kind of... I'm not... I don't know. I know why your face went like that just now.
As soon as I hear sports journalist thing, I'm thinking like... Bruce
Springsteen.
Like, I was about to say, like Springsteen is for all these dudes who covered sports in the 80s till now. Like, The Bachelor has become one of those things that the guys and girls like us just get together and just talk. I have not watched a single episode of that or Survivor. Like, there's certain shows that I'm proud that I've never watched an episode of. Maybe it's me being a, you know, old curmudgeonal fart, whatever.
Manly man.
Yeah, no, not even that. It's just, it's too deep for me to get into it now. Like, I'm donezo with it, so I've never watched. Have you watched The Bachelor ever?
No, I would root for everybody involved to be set on fire.
That's what I do each week.
Is this the one with Aaron Rodgers' brother?
No, that one was, I guess, last season. This one is some guy that was was on The Bachelorette. He was one of the contestants that didn't win.
Oh, so he got the spin
off. But this guy is a special kind of stupid. Oh. Just a very special kind of dumb.
Like an 815 texter?
Oh, see.
I'm an 815 texter.
I know. That's why I said.
look at Shep planting that flag for his people. Yeah, he ain't just going to talk crazy about the 815 for so long. He can only take so much.
He'll text the station from the fish fry.
And that was It's on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. Not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, and in no time, they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. You know, Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, people. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry. No one ever does that, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well, and because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined, and we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You're asking what is coming your way on these airwaves when we get done at the top of the hour, and your answer is seated across from me. Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski will be with you from 6 until 10 p.m.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Barry. It was funny. I don't know if you heard any of our show on Friday, but we were at the golf show at the Donald D. Stevens Convention
be
Center.
Smart not to.
And we remarked that it was sort of like being in the Matrix. Oh, that man. Every third person was Barry Rosner.
Bad hat.
What? This is not a bad hat. It's like a cup hat.
A golf hat. And then,
why? Because
you know,
a Batacola
like,
doesn't like my hats? Or, now like, they're bad
or,
hats?
Or like a nylon
is, why is he the hat police?
Wind
is
an issue.
A half smirk, you know, half smile right, kind of the, feel
maybe,
to
maybe,
him.
Maybe, you know, an
he smells like a cigar.
Yeah.
It's
just like looking at things.
Thinking about taking his pants off because he's so excited.
Couldn't wait to talk to Ben Rosen.
It's there.
And like just looking at all the new equipment. I got a great putting lesson. I really did. I got a nice...
Stop being an idiot.
He gave me two things. He gave me just a couple... He changed my grip a little bit. He changed my... He said I wasn't leaning over the ball enough to see the proper line. Wanted me to have more hands and less wrists.
No wrists. You don't want any wrists.
I know. Hands through the ball. And by the time he gave me the pointers, it drained it. He said, okay, my work's done. You got it? I said, all right, yeah, good.
Good. You going to remember that next time out?
I'm sure not.
I always forget
number of things I've been told.
I always mess around with the grip, and then I got my elbow cocked. I'm like, I got a lot
cocked.
Of weird. Yeah,
exactly. I got my elbow cocked.
I got a whole bunch going on. It's like, you know what? I got to remember the same thing over and over every swing.
On your putting or on your swing?
On the putting.
On the putting.
The swing's got no chance.
Putting, you want to keep very, very simple.
simple, right?
Very simple.
Barry, we need to go out one of these days.
Yeah, you know, we...
Jason, you're going golfing for a long time.
I don't know. His girl wants him to take it up.
I got to.
She's increasing his roster.
They're pounding on my joints and my, you know, my ankles and my knees.
I will teach you to feel your putts with your feet, Jay.
Or you can feel his putts with your feet.
I was about to say.
From there.
It's what I hear, man.
Come on, guys.
It's woo.
It's not, you know, the stereotype just fell short with me, so to speak. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but it was really, it just, every, the, it's, you talk.
Easy, Shotzi.
19's my limit on Schnitzelgruppen. But the fact is that you're just the wheelhouse guy for that show.
I, you know,
everyone is Barry. We are all Barry.
Right, everybody was like, yeah, je suis Barry. just like, you know, enough disposable income, but always looking for a good deal.
Yeah,
and,
because you can't sell that to mama when you get home. Right. You can't be walking home with $600 drivers,
well,
you know?
They were selling perfume, and a couple of guys were like, yep, we got to throw the perfume in the bag as well on the way home. So you could be like, hey, honey,
picked up
I stopped and got something for you.
Good marketing. Smart. That's good marketing.
I got a dozen Nike balls for $4.95.
Yeah, Nike has a really terrible ball.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so
it's a balls.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't. How would I know? Go to the light.
He has a bad shot.
No, I
damn
said,
it.
Oh, it's that ball.
Right.
I'm using the wrong ball.
Which Nike was it?
I don't know.
Which one?
I don't know.
Oh, they're mostly all
a couple
bad.
Top flights and a couple Nikes.
Also bad.
And I might as well take them and just dump them in the lake.
Skip the middle, man.
It's Jason's theory on
the White Castle theory.
Right.
Yeah, just go ahead and dump them in the toilet. Skip the middle, man.
So I thought the same thing.
Save yourself the night of farting.
Skip the calories and the misery. And just go right to it.
That's why you've earned that hangover. Go to sleep.
And that's why I thought here's a dozen recovered balls. Instead of putting them in the bag, I'll just throw them in the lake.
It is.
You know, they'll be there anyway, kind of laughing at me.
Of course they will.
As fish swim by that wouldn't hit my lure. But this is it was a good time, and it was
Attack of the Berries.
That's you know, walking in that place like walking in the PGA. Tour Superstore, you know, it's...
that's retail.
It's just your...
You get lost in it, huh?
Yeah, it's like, I don't remember what it's like. I remember when my kids would walk into a candy store, the proverbial kid in a candy store. You dream about the things that you would do if you could, but you can't.
There were a lot of pants, too. A lot of deals on pants and dry fit stuff and vests and shoes.
Guns.
A lot of shoes everywhere.
Guns?
Guns. There was a
I
gun.
Didn't see any guns.
There's a couple guys with guns. A lot of guns there at the golf show.
I didn't see any guns.
No, I was hoping there would be guns.
There are gun shows.
Guys should do a remote from a gun show.
I told Dan this.
Your audience.
Every time, Joe, Barry, every time I walk into one of those convention centers, whether it be the auto show or the golf show, I think to myself, there's a gun one of these. Like people.
One?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there are
guns. There's a whole world of them.
There are gun shows where people walk into convention centers like this, and there's nothing but ammo and artillery everywhere.
Well, everyone should have a hobby.
But I'm just. Yeah, right.
The
exactly.
Gun show.
Like you're thinking, all right, I'm getting myself a driver, or, you know, I'm thinking about picking up this new minivan. I just want to sit in it for a little bit. And there are people who are like, you know what? I need an AR-15.
Dude, you can get an Uzi with the serial number filed off.
Time I walk into one of those things, I'm like, yo, this convention center probably had a gun show in it not too long ago.
And those are all normal people that are in there.
Well they're all Barry.
Shut it down!
they're also all Barry.
Yeah, they're all Barry. The all Barry team everywhere at any convention center you need. I don't know what happened, but I enjoyed this conversation.
Well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, well,
yeah, next time you see an Uzi for me, just pick one up.
I'm good, man. I'm not responsible enough to have those kinds of machines. Hell, I don't even know how my baby's still alive after 2 months. You know? I've dropped him.
That's not going to stop.
I've dropped the phone on his head at least 3 times while texting, you know, holding him and texting and bang, just right on his head.
Ow.
And if I look down and lock eyes with him, he'll cry. But if I act like nothing happened, he's good.
That's a good lesson.
That's a good lesson
for the future.
Hey, sometimes things fall in your head.
Never acknowledge injuries.
Sometimes things fall in your head.
Here's a tip for you.
Right.
Here's a tip for you, Jay. I'll tell this quickly. I was on the phone with Ed Lynch. The Cubs had signed Dave Magadan. I had to type into my laptop. I had a baby on my arm feeding and the phone to my ear.
and everything started to fall. And I chose chose the baby over everything else. Ooh, everything else
laptop,
went.
Laptop, everything.
The phone, the laptop, the bottle, everything went. I held the baby and then tried to pick up the pieces as it went. But I, see, it's just all about choices, Jay.
There it is.
I almost had an incident Saturday where I took a drink of his bottle and gave him some of my Moscow Mule. It was almost an incident. And
You just transposed it?
Yeah, okay. I'm like, here you go. I'm like, uh-oh. That probably would have been bad. You'd have been asleep too long.
When he starts teething, try some blackberry brandy on the gums. It not only numbs the gums, but also will get him started on a life toward alcohol.
Well, there it is. Yeah, we were at a family gathering once, and we had the little plastic clear tumblers that everybody was drinking out of. And my daughter was like 4, and she takes it. She goes, Nana,
uh-oh,
your water tastes funny.
And she was asleep for 3 days.
Yeah. Like, well, that's because it's Kettle One water.
Adult juice is what we like to call it.
All right. Thanks to our guest today, Bruce Levine, the tornado that is Brad Evans, and Hub Arkush, who joined us today. We thank our...
Also a tornado.
Our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Who's your favorite actor?
That man right there.
Denzel? Denzel. Would you be the best man at their wedding?
I now pronounce you husband and wife, Mr. Brad.
He's Denzel, so it's legal.
Yeah, stay right here while I go get screwed out of best actor.
From a guy who's got issues. Some issues. Air producers work. What's this guy's name again that I've been pounding out all day?
Nick Shepkowski.
If Scott Darling reads and reacts and shuts it down, his groins are getting a workout. You know that.
This is the Hawk way. Your groin's getting a workout.
Well, did Casey Affleck win? You forgive me, I'm a little behind on the events of last night. Did he win?
Yeah. What? Yeah, he went up there a little grubby with a ponytail.
What's the weather?
No, I want to know what's the weather outside.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a really good question.
He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
He's also right. Chris Tannehill.
Panda, 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 panda.
All right, Ostrowski and Rosner headed your way. Jay and I will be back tomorrow with all kinds of things to talk about to entertain you. So enjoy what's upcoming on The Score. We'll see you. Bye.
Well, that's great.
You finished.
I'm sorry, Newt.
You don't have to be sorry. It wasn't your fault.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we gonna do?
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of America's best.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
This week in music history. What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. Everything could ever be this way.
This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.